Episode number 9 from TrainForTopDollar.com. Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is Ben Greenfield, your host, and each week we'll be presenting fitness business advice and interviews with professionals in business and marketing fields. This podcast is designed for personal trainers, gym owners, nutritional consultants, lifestyle coaches, and anyone else involved in the wellness field who wants to enhance their income and take control over their business. Stay tuned. With each episode, you're going to learn how to maximize your income and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield from Train for Top Dollar. And today, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about one of the most powerful additions that you can bring to your online presence as a personal trainer or a fitness professional. And that is the newsletter. Now, rather than tell you about the newsletter myself, I decided to get in touch with the expert. Not only an expert in online personal training, but also one of the top people when it comes to knowing how to put together an effective online newsletter. I've got Bedros Koulian on the line. And Bedros, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Ben. Thanks for having me on the call today.
Hey, no problem. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in online marketing.
Sure thing. Well, I'll give you the $2 tour here, my fitness experience. Basically, I started off, I went to college because personal training, specifically fitness, had made such a big impact on my life. I was a fat kid throughout high school. Around senior year of high school, I decided to lose weight, got into competitive Kenpo martial arts. From there, got into powerlifting, and I said, gosh, you know, fitness has made such a big impact on my life. Didn't know what to declare in college, so I said, well, I'm going to go towards a degree in fitness. Long story short, I couldn't agree with the education system, so I dropped out of college and, you know, got my certification as a trainer and went along my merry way. This was about 12, 13 years ago. Well, like most personal trainers, I was a personal trainer and I worked at Disneyland, or I had a personal trainer and I was a bouncer, a personal trainer, and fill in the blank. And I couldn't help but think that, gosh, you know, there's not no one's a police officer and a something else. You know, if you have a passion for an industry, you're that and that's it. Yet in our fitness industry, most people starting out do personal training and something else just to make ends meet. So I quickly realized that there's some kind of marketing component that I'm missing. You know, I got more and more certifications, but, well, that increased my knowledge base of the hands-on practicum, but really didn't do much for getting clients on board. So I started studying guys like Jay Abraham, Dan Kennedy, and just learning the art of selling. Brian Tracy comes to mind, Tom Hopkins, Zig Ziglar. Started reading their books, and in fact, one thing I would do is I would buy their audio programs, put on the headphones, and just fall asleep at night. My intention was to listen to the complete audio program before falling asleep, but I was so tired from training clients that I'd fall asleep. Well, this was playing in the background of, you know, my subconscious, and over time I became really good at selling and marketing. Fast forward a few years, about 5 or 6 years, and before you know it, I had 5 personal training studios in San Diego, and we were rocking and rolling. At that point, we were doing about $50,000 a month per location, and boy, we were really kicking butt. Now, this was right around 1999, 2000 that we were on fire, and later on ended up selling my personal training facilities to a larger company, who shall remain stay nameless because, well, that was part of the contractual agreement. So having said that, that's right when I was starting to launch High Tech Trainer, which was an online training component, and I knew that the Internet was going to play a big part in our industry. Now, right around then, of course, it was the dot-com boom, if you remember, and, well, dot-com businesses were falling flat on their butt, weren't doing so hot. But right around 1998, if you just go back a couple years, I started this website called TotalMuscle.com, selling supplements on the Internet, and it really picked up. And as that grew, I sold it off to a bigger company. And so I had this thing with where I knew that the Internet was going to be a big player. So I got the idea of online personal training. The idea was to reach more clients than you could reach just in your area. number one. Number two, to be able to provide a workout program, some kind of a fitness routine to people who can otherwise afford personal training because of the cost issue. So those are my two reasons for creating online training. And late 2000, we launched High Tech Trainer, and I started marketing to personal trainers through a newsletter. Of course, many personal trainers start asking me, hey, you know, gosh, how do you do this newsletter on a consistent basis and so on? And that's when I started realizing that, gosh, there's not enough trainers doing the whole online internet marketing to attract more clients. And that's how this whole thing came to fruition.
So at what point did you actually quit your gig at Disneyland as a Mickey Mouse double and decide that that you didn't need to be both a personal trainer and something else, somewhere along the line there?
You know, it's funny you should say that. It was well before I started my first studio. And in fact, I was working at an LA Fitness in La Habra, California, about 10, 15 miles away from Disneyland. And I had a client, and I said, hey, you know, would you like to be the money man for my brainchild here? And he said, well, what's your brainchild? I said, I'd like to open up a personal training facility. And so as soon as he said yes, you know, we became partners, and I was able to put in my resignation at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And literally quit the gym that I was working at and went gung-ho into my first facility. But by then, I had already, you know, increased my knowledge of sales and marketing, so I wasn't going in there blindly.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you talk about personal training usually going hand-in-hand with another job. I remember my first job as a personal trainer, I was also working across the street at a French bakery selling donuts to people in the morning and then working them out in the afternoon and evening.
Oh my gosh, how many donuts did you eat?
Enough. I had a lot of energy. But hopefully they ate more. That way I stay in business. So, you know, today's focus is going to be on that online training that you talk about, but even more specifically, the idea of the newsletter. You know, because I know that there are some fitness professionals out there who have websites. There may be some listening into this podcast who have yet to launch their online presence. But once that online presence is established, how does an online newsletter actually help not only establish a business, but allow it to grow?
Yeah, you know that's a good question, Ben. And I'll tell you why it's a good question. We are misled oftentimes into thinking that if only I had a website, I'll start getting traffic, because we all know that Google is the mother of all content providers. It provides, you know, direct and local and global information. The challenge there is, one, getting found on Google is a challenge for most people. Number two, even if you were found, if you're selling, let's say, a widget for $19, the person can come to your website and say, you know what, I'm willing to make this investment for $19, $20. But we all know that personal training is a larger commitment, and people are not going to buy from you if you have essentially an online flyer on the internet, which is all most people's website is. It's almost like a glorified business card, or what I call an online flyer.
And right, like a Yellow Pages advertisement almost.
Yeah, exactly. And with personal training or with any kind of high-end, high-dollar service, you can't sell off the page. So whether you're running a print ad in the local newspaper saying $1,000 off of my, you know, body transformation package, someone's not going to clip that coupon and say, hey, here's my $1,000 off coupon, because they don't know you, they don't like you, and they don't trust you, at least not yet. And that's where a newsletter, specifically an online newsletter, comes in very handy, because it establishes credibility, gives you front-of-mind awareness to your subscribers, to your readers, and it's more of a relationship marketing versus they come to your website and go, hey, look, a $4,000 training package, let me hit buy now. That's just not going to happen. You may get lucky and sell two or three sessions, but, again, where's the consistency? Where's the reliable income? You know, what we teach is, hey, get a 12-month training package. Get the client committed for a long-term program. It's good for them. It's good for you. And you're just not going to sell that off the page.
And you're establishing basically a constant means of contact with any individual who visits your website and happens to sign up for your newsletter.
That's exactly right, and that's the trick. I mean, imagine, it doesn't matter if you have a website and it's ranked the lowest of the lowest. Even if you only get 10 people who come to your website a month, my question to you is, what are you doing to capture those 10 people to get them to subscribe to your newsletter? So there's either got to be a form that says, hey, subscribe to my newsletter, or something even better yet, you need to give them something in order for them to give you their contact information. And that something is usually called a lead generator or an opt-in, and in the form of could be an audio program, could be an online ebook, even a free report, you know, 7 steps for getting flat abs in 90 days or less, whatever. Something compelling so that when someone hits your website, obviously they hit your website because they're interested in getting results. They may be a local person. They may be a person who lives right down the street. But unless you want to build a relationship with them so that they can eventually buy from you, you've got to somehow capture their contact information. And that's what a newsletter allows you to do.
Yeah, I think that's interesting how you talk about giving something free out to someone. I believe I heard it described as the law of reciprocity at one point, where it was described that someone who had been given something for free always felt that they had an obligation to the person who had given them something. And so I think that somehow psychologically, you know, not only is someone signing up for your newsletter and getting a free, you know, PDF file, you know, audio content, whatever the case may be, but they also may have an obligation down the road to perhaps purchase something from you or use your services. And so that's an interesting point that you make about having something for free available when someone signs up.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you should say that, if people feeling obligated to then reciprocate, you can even increase that notion by essentially conditioning the reader of your free report. In your free report, you can position yourself further by putting before and after pictures of your clients, success stories, testimonials that further position you, buy you greater credibility, and then imagine finishing off this 10 or 15 page report, PDF report, with a gift certificate for a free $300 body diagnostics offer, which includes, let's say, a body fat test, a free consultation, you know, nutrition evaluation, etc. Well, gosh, now you've given value to them. You've proven to them that you're the expert because you've put actual success stories there, so you've used social proof, and then you've made them an incredible offer, an irresistible offer, saying, hey, look, you know, these people have done it. I've shown you through this report that I know what I'm talking about. Take advantage of this gift certificate and you know, redeem this body diagnostics. And it's an incredible system of marketing that's not used as much as it should be.
Right. Now, I want to step back for a second because, you know, let's say that someone has, through their webmaster or through their web design editor, figured out a way to get a form on their website that allows them to, you know, collect the email address of someone that visits their website so that person can be sent a newsletter. From that point, just thinking about someone who may not have sent out an online newsletter before, is it as simple as basically taking these email addresses, creating a mass collection of addresses in, say, Outlook, and then sending out your email that way?
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not. And well, I guess I say, oh, my gosh, because about almost 3 years ago now, when we launched FitPro Newsletter, which we'll share more about that a little later, we learned that when you send out mass emails, the internet service providers, also known as ISPs, Yahoo, Hotmail, AOL, Gmail, etc., even Outlook, hundreds of ISPs all have something what's called a virtual handshake. So when you send out, let's say, 300, an email blast from your Outlook to 300 people, not all your recipients are going to get your emails. And that's because anytime a mass email goes out, imagine 300 or 400 people knocking on a door, the ISPs all have a certain electronic handshake they like to receive. For example, Yahoo has a certain level of what they call throttling. And if you're delivering emails to Yahoo from a certain IP address, which when you send out an email from your Outlook, you're sending out emails from a certain IP address. They go, oh my gosh, this guy's sending out so many emails in one shot. By golly, he's got to be a spammer. Now, how do you identify yourself that you're not a spammer? You've got to know the secret handshake, and this is electronically coded, And we actually had to invest in a $43,000 software application called Strongmail that does this for us. So when we send out the newsletters for thousands of personal trainers twice a month, there's an electronic handshake that has to happen with Yahoo, with Google, with AOL, to know that, hey, we're trusted people, so that your newsletter or your email ends up in the recipient's inbox. Because if it doesn't, it's going to end up in the bulk or the junk or the spam folder. Or worse yet, these days, those ISP, their filters are getting so smart and intuitive, and they have to be, that it never arrives at all. And so it's not as simple as just hitting send and saying, well, there goes my informative newsletter. Let's see how many clients I get.
So in order to ensure that, that your email or your newsletter actually makes it to the inbox of the intended recipient, there has to be some type of a second-party software involved or some means of getting that across the web other than the email delivery system that comes with your computer.
Absolutely. Essentially, there's services out there like ConstantContact.com, OneShoppingCart.com comes to mind, AWeber comes to mind. And, of course, the product that I created 3 years ago, which is FitProNewsletter.com, specifically for fitness professionals. But here's the other catch, Ben, that when you're sending out mass emails from your Outlook or from your Yahoo account, there is no unsubscribe button there at the bottom. And technically, when you're sending out mass emails, even to people who are on your contact list, you're essentially spamming them. And you know, these days, you do not want to be sending out junk mail. It's the fastest way to get your website blacklisted and to get your IP address shut down or blacklisted. And once that happens, forget it. All your emails get just bounce and never get to the person they're supposed to.
So the trainer
who
is
violating the law. Yeah.
So even if you know, clients are giving you their email addresses, people are opting in on your website. If you're sending out an email that doesn't include some sort of unsubscribe function, you could be, I mean, it sounds bad, but ain't just engaging in an illegal activity.
Yeah, I mean, without even knowing it. And the idea is there, well, wait a minute. These are all, you know, all 400 people are people I've talked to, their clients, their prospects, their friends, their family. Yeah, but sending out an individual email to one person, just, hey, how's it going, da-da-da, oh, by the way, is one thing. All of a sudden, taking your contact list and every week or every 2 weeks holding them hostage, sending them content they're not looking forward to or did not ask to receive, is essentially the definition of spam. And if you don't give them that unsubscribe link that you're supposed to by law, you're essentially a spammer.
Yeah,
and that's why there's technology like Constant Contact, AWeber, et cetera, FitPro Newsletter, which, one, we make sure your newsletter gets there. It looks the way it's supposed to. It's not in the spam folder. And two, the client's not held hostage. They can unsubscribe anytime or change their subscription status.
Yeah, and it's not like that unsubscribe function has to be the big blaring 24-page or 24-point font that they see when they first open the newsletter. It can be still somewhat small and inconspicuous at the bottom of the
Absolutely.
Of the email or the newsletter. You know, one of the things, and I want to ask you in a second here about what kind of things someone should include in their newsletter when they sit down to write it. But you know, I personally, one of the things that I do is I make sure that there are always links for people to click on in my newsletter, because if someone gets to the end of your newsletter and there's an unsubscribe link there, people like to click on things, and it might be that if there's no other links for them to click on in that newsletter, they could very well just click that unsubscribe button just because it's something to do, and you know, maybe they get five other newsletters and it's quick for them to unsubscribe, so off they go. So I would caution people, you know, when you include that unsubscribe function, that you put some other links in there. But other than that, Bedros, what other types of features, you know, when someone sits down to write their newsletter, what should they put in there?
Good question, and I'm going to answer that in just a second. But you did hit the nail on the head, and we actually found this in FitPro Newsletter through trial and error. The very last link of the newsletter, well, right before the unsubscribe link, is refer a friend link. So our thing is, hey, if you're going to hit a link, well, by golly, you're going to do viral marketing and refer a friend onto the newsletter. So one thing that our newsletter does for our customers is actually does the whole viral marketing thing where they go, geez, this was a great article. Let me forward this along to a friend. And when you forward it along, of course, a friend gets a copy, I mean, you have the opportunity to get them as a subscriber. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Never let the last link be unsubscribed. It's kind of you're putting a nail in your coffin. But to answer your question, two types of newsletters, those that get results and those that don't. It's really one of two. There is no in-between. And many people will say, well, gosh, you know, I sent out a newsletter for a whole month or for a whole 3 months. I got zero response. And that's because you really didn't use a system called direct response. There's a system called direct response writing, direct response newsletters. And the idea is, one, with newsletters, you have to be consistent. So if your idea is to have a monthly newsletter, you set a date, and every month on that date, the newsletter has to go out because you're subscribers are going to get conditioned. You want them to look forward to it, and you want to be a welcomed guest and not a pest in their inbox. So, for example, with FitPro Newsletter, we say, hey, we're going to send out a newsletter on your behalf to your clients twice a month on the 1st and 15th. And like clockwork, it goes out on the 1st and 15th. Your subscribers know it. They're expecting it. They're looking forward to it. So consistency is key. Number two is it must be informative. It has to be fun, engaging, informative. It's got to have content. But we don't want to be too scientific. We don't want to be too sterile and corporate. You know, if you're a personal trainer, a strength coach, an endurance coach, well, and it's just you and nobody else working for your company, then you don't want to write, we do this and we do that and our corporation does this. Say, hey, I work with so many athletes and here's a picture of my athlete. You literally want to write your newsletter as though you were writing to one specific good friend in a very personal way. And if you think about the emails that you read, whether they're marketing emails or the personal emails, the ones you read most are the ones that are written directly to you as opposed to a sterile corporate newsletter that's very scientific and boring. And so one, consistency, two, informative, three, it's got to be fun. I mean, people have to get a little bit of entertainment out of it. And finally, it's got to be written in a direct response style where everything leads, all roads to lead to one thing. At the end of the newsletter, there's got to be a call to action. It would be a shame to send out 500 newsletters or a newsletter to 500 people and at the end not have a call to action and say, look, you know, and so you saw these testimonials. I talked to you about 13 different ways people gain weight between Halloween and Christmas. And so if you want to avoid those 13 different ways, I'm offering a discount. Go to this link or for the next 15 people who call this phone number, you know, offering a consultation. But there's got to be a call to action because now you've gotten people excited, motivated, entertained, educated. Let's now move them to action so that you can grow your business. And that's the formula there to a good newsletter.
Those are some really good tips. And I like what you say about consistency. You know, the way I like to think about it is, you know, if you're delivering a newspaper to someone's house every morning, and each morning they receive a newspaper that's you know, one day they'll receive the USA Today, and one day the New York Times, one day the Wall Street Journal. Well, for someone to go through and refamiliarize themselves with the format and the layout and the text and the size of each different newspaper, it's going to take them a lot longer to go through the paper than if they were just receiving the same newspaper every day. And I've gotten newsletters where, you know, people are all over the map. But one newsletter, they'll have, you know, their five different layouts in their standardized format. And then another layer will be an HTML format with pictures. Another one will be a text format. But, yeah, I think that consistency helps someone get through that newsletter a lot easier and be able to really absorb whatever content that you have in it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because, you know, we're all creatures of habit, right? I mean, I know my newsletter is on my driveway at a certain time every Saturday. Now, imagine if, you know, at 7 a.m. I walk up to the top of my driveway and, gosh, it's not there. It's going to get there at 10 a.m. today. And like you said, and when it gets there at 10 a.m., it's not the Chino Hills Champion. It's the L.A. Times. So consistency in format and in delivery timing is so important because we're all creatures of habits.
Yeah. So, you know, we can get a lot of our information on whatever online personal training specials or perhaps supplements that we're selling in a newsletter. Are there other ways that a newsletter could help enhance a fitness professional's income aside from, you know, gaining new clients?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For example, you know, the one thing we have built in into FitPro Newsletter, and again, I'm not here to push FitPro Newsletter. You can do all of this with Constant Contact. AWeber, any of that. You just have to write your own content. You have to write your own article, recipe, and tip, and put in your own links. But with Fit Pro Newsletter, we do all that for you. I'll give you a great example here. We just, for Chino Hills Boot Camp, we've got a boot camp here for the residents in Chino Hills. We've got a newsletter that goes out consistently to them. And we've got 640 people on the newsletter list. They're all local residents. Well, my partner said, hey, you know, I just started Isagenix. I believe in the product. It's a supplement to dropship. Are you familiar with Isagenix, Ben?
I am.
Okay, yeah. So you know what it's all about, and I'm sure your listeners do as well. And whether you like the product or not is irrelevant. But he said, hey, you know, we've got the 640 people. A good 40, 50 of them are boot camp customers. So we can influence them at the boot camp and say, hey, by the way, here's a supplement that we're promoting. It's a great supplement. Here's how it works. It's a cleanse system. Get on board. Well, what about, that's just that 30 people at the boot camp. What about the rest? So we use our newsletter, and we have actually strategically, we'll talk about, in the newsletter, what's great is you can actually add an extra article about supplements and then tie in your Isagenix or have specific links. You know, are you looking to lose weight but don't have time to exercise or only have time to exercise once a week but looking for a supplement that actually works? Click here to learn more. And that link section, which is, again, is a call to action, sends them to our Isagenix page, where then the person obviously learns more about the product and makes a informed decision whether they're going to purchase or not. So if you have a list of subscribers, and if you're consistent with them, and if they know, like, and trust you because every 2 weeks you provide them with good content, good articles, recipes, tips, and so on, then when you have a promotion, for example, hey, I'm starting to sell supplements, or hey, there's this great ebook that I suggest you buy, and let's say that ebook offers a 50% commission. One that comes to mind is Tom Venuto's Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle. Well, imagine if you told those people, look, I just bought Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle. His name is Tom Venuto. Great guy. Talks about, you know, all the different things that the weight loss industry doesn't want you to know. Kind of gives you the insider secrets. The book is only $67, and here's where to go pick it up from. Essentially, you do a book review in your newsletter, and you recommend it, but you put your affiliate link. Well, you know that a good large percentage of that 600-so-many people who know, like, and trust you are going to go buy that product. And when they do, at the end of the month, you get a check from Tom Venuto, actually ClickBank, you know, for your commission. So it's a great revenue stream, and it's a great way to launch or present new products and services. But again, you've got to be consistent, and your list has to want to expect your product, your newsletter from you. Because if it's just a crappy newsletter, or if the content's not rich, if you're holding back, they're going to unsubscribe or they're not going to be responsive. And that's the other thing I want to talk about is a hyper-responsive newsletter reader versus someone who's a subscriber but may end up just deleting it when your newsletter comes in. So
now,
certainly, I'll... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to just drop a semantics term. When you're talking about you know, using something like a link to an ebook to generate commission, you know, that's basically you're using your newsletter for affiliate based marketing is what you're describing. And you know, one of the things I think that's really powerful, if you can get your hands on like an HTML based newsletter that will allow you to include, you know, pictures and formatting and colors in your newsletter, is that really helps you to take something like, you know, a picture of a book or a picture of a supplement or even an advertisement that a local or an online manufacturer is paying for to include in your newsletter and present it in a very dynamic format to the reader. And I think that affiliate-based marketing combined with an HTML-based newsletter can be very powerful.
You know, it's funny you say that. Are you familiar with Joshua Carter?
I'm not.
No, he's a personal trainer in North Hollywood, and he's really making a name for himself out there. And he's one of our customers. In fact, Titan, Michael Herron, from the American Gladiators, Titan is one of our newsletter subscribers as well. He uses FitPro newsletter for his personal training clients. But what Josh Carter did was something really brilliant. Any affiliate product that he's actually promoting, he'll take the book cover, because like you said, it's HTML-based. He'll take the book cover and put it right in that right-hand column and say, you know, this month's book review, essentially, and he'll write a short article about it. And like you said, to be able to see the book cover, to see the product, increases the value so much. It almost increases that response rate. The person willing to click on that link, that response rate goes way up, and that's exactly what you're looking for.
And you were talking about hyper-responsiveness. What did you mean by that?
Good question. Hyper-responsiveness is this, and I guess I'll use my business as an example. I've got 35,000 personal trainers who subscribe to my Profit Center newsletter. Essentially, I send out a newsletter about once a week. In fact, I joke about it and say my almost weekly newsletter. And giving personal trainers tips and tricks, ideas and strategies, even case studies of marketing and sales techniques to grow their personal training business. Now, I've got, of the 35,000, I've got probably about 1,000 or 1,500 hyper-responsive customers. These are people who are not just newsletter subscribers. They're essentially customers who have all of my products, who have subscribed to all of my membership sites, like High Tech Trainer, Fit Pro Newsletter, who come to my event, the Fitness Business Summit, which, in fact, you'll be speaking at next year. And that's hypersensitive. Now, how does everybody become hypersensitive? Absolutely not. But your goal is to aim to get as many people hypersensitive as you can. Those are your raving fans. And the best thing about that is I know that anytime I launch a product, I'm guaranteed to have at least X amount of sales because I've got so many hyper-responsive customers. They love my products, they love what I deliver, and they know that for every dollar they spend, they get at least 10 back. And
yeah.
So my argument is, what can you do, anyone who's using a newsletter, to make their subscribers into hyper-responsive readers?
So you've got the personal trainer who has listened to this audio interview and is excited to go start up their newsletter. What juicy tip would you give them? What's your top tip to someone who's getting online to start up a newsletter and get the ball rolling?
Good question. My top tip is start building your list. Now, the question is, well, gosh darn it, I don't have a list. Where am I going to start? Well, you've got clients, don't you? Start with your clients. You've got prospects. Add your prospects' email address to your newsletter. You've got friends and family and maybe coworkers. Add them to your newsletter. Now, here's one of those juicy tips. Find your local media contacts, maybe the editor of a local magazine, the person who writes the health and fitness column for your local newspaper. Just send them an email and say, hey, my name is Bedros Killian, or whatever your name is. My name is Bedros Killian. I'm a local personal trainer, and I'm going to add you to my bi-monthly fitness newsletter. You can unsubscribe anytime, and just wanted to say hi. And if you ever need any content for health and fitness, don't be afraid to contact me. I mean, you add these media contacts to your newsletter as well. And many of our FitPro newsletter customers have reported back to us and said, Bedros, guess what? I had this local media person, broadcaster, on my newsletter, and they've been on there for 6 months, and they were short on content. And because they're getting my newsletter every 2 weeks, they replied back and said, hey, you know, can you come up with the content in the next 2 or 3 days? We need something for the holidays here. We need a fitness article, a fitness tip. For the holidays, and instantly, a particular person, in fact, in Connecticut, now writes a column for the actual newspaper that, where she had the editor on board for her newsletter. So, it's amazing. If you get the right people on your newsletter, over time, they'll stick their hand up and say, hey, you know, I'm interested. Great example. I had no idea that you were on my newsletter list. You contacted me and said, hey, Bedros, you know, I hear you're talking about your Fitness Business Summit. I'd love to learn more about it and possibly be a speaker. And we talked, and here we are. It's an opportunity for me to present you to personal trainers because you're doing incredible stuff. And it's an opportunity for you to obviously have access to these personal trainers. But without my newsletter and without you being on my newsletter, odds are we wouldn't have connected, right?
Yeah, it really is true. And I think that, you know, I get excited about newsletters because it is, you know, just based off all the tips that you've given today, I mean, it's obviously one of the most dynamic tools that we have in our marketing toolbox, but it's also fun. I mean, imagine that you could put yourself in front of 500, 1,000, 1,500, you know, a packed gym or a packed arena and deliver whatever content that you want to people who actually signed up and want to listen to your voice. And, you know, logistically, that's very, very difficult to do, you know, in your community to put together, you know, some forum where you can bring 1,500 people who want to listen to you as a personal trainer together. But when you can hit click and send and automatically have this go out for you, I mean, it's just, it's so powerful, so dynamic, and, you know, in my opinion, Bedros, it's fun.
Yeah, it really is. It's such a rush. I mean, who was it? One of the guys from the Beatles said, you know, they said, hey, why did you write that particular song? And he said, well, I needed a pool, so I decided to write a song for the pool. Now, his list, he didn't have a newsletter, but his list was obviously his loyal fans. And when he needed more money, he wrote a particular song, he wrote an album, and voila, they got himself a pool. And that's essentially how it works. There's been times that, back in my personal training days, when during the holidays it was slow, and I knew I had a list of 2,000 or 3,000 at the time prospects, I would just send out a newsletter broadcast and say, hey guys, we're having buy 10 sessions, get 10 free just during this Christmas holiday. Here's when it expires. And we would get a slew of money in where otherwise we wouldn't have had it. Now, without that list and without having those people to contact, it's like leaving money on the table.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of times during today about the FitPro newsletter. I know we're running a little bit short on time here, so how can people find out more about that particular newsletter system?
Yeah, good question, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to explain this. And in fact, I put out a 4-minute video so people can learn more about newsletter marketing. All they have to do is go to www.fitpronewsletter.com, and there they can watch a 4-minute video, learn all about marketing with the online newsletter, the pros and cons, which quite frankly there are hardly any cons, and learn more and get on board. They can see all the success stories of many of the personal trainers who are on board, and get all the information there. And the neat thing about it is, it's investment wise, it's about $1 a day, and every trainer who's on board tells us, look, you know, it's costing us about $1 a day to do this thing, but we're getting $3,000 and $4,000 worth of clients from the newsletter each month.
Yeah,
and talk about a return on investment.
And speaking from personal experience, I can tell you it is well worth the investment to have this powerful online marketing system available for you to use. Bedros, I want to thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Ben. Hey, and I know we're pressed on time, but let me give one more solid hint for you. In fact, all the listeners here. And this is something that I just learned from another personal trainer who did this. So it's not my idea, but it's a brilliant idea.
Absolutely.
He wanted to grow his personal training newsletter list. So he went to local businesses, physical therapists, chiropractors, even stores like beauty salons, wedding gown stores. And he said, hey, I'm a personal trainer, and I've got this free ebook that I want to put on your website. I want to give a free ebook away to people who come to your website. Is it okay if I do that? And, of course, three of the four people that he asked, they said, sure, absolutely. You know, you're giving away free content on our site, and, you know, people who come to our site want this kind of information. So he put his lead-generating opt-ins from his FitPro newsletter account, because we give free ebooks away to put on there, on different websites, and he started capitalizing on the traffic from other websites. So if you've got a website that's not getting traffic, but you know the chiropractor down the street gets traffic to his site, ask if you can get your newsletter form or your ebook opt-in on his website and start taking advantage of that traffic and grow your list.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic tip. That, I mean, it's so cool because you can implement it in your community. That's where you start, and you can watch it grow from there.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Bedros. I'm really excited to get this information out to our audience. I think it's going to be enormously helpful, and I will speak with you later.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
All right, bye. In Chapter 4, beginning on page 76 of my book, Train for Top Dollar, I talk more about creating your list, how to design an opt-in, how to launch your online newsletter, and how to take your web presence to the next level. That book is available right now at trainfortopdollar.com. And if you go there, we've got a blog, we've got a bunch of very educational podcast interviews that are going to teach you how to maximize your income as a fitness professional. And then finally on that page, remember, for those of you who are in the Inland Northwest, on October 29th, I'll be teaching a clinic about how to use technology to maximize your income as a fitness professional. That clinic will be on Wednesday, October 29th, and you can read more information about it at trainfortopdollar.com. There's a link there right on the right-hand side of the page. And then finally, over the next few weeks, I'll be podcasting from a few different locations. Remember, one of the things that I teach in my book is how to remove yourself from the day-to-day rigors of face-to-face client training, and how to really enhance your online presence, enhance your income from multiple income streams like affiliate-based marketing and informational products to free you up. Now, I know that I did just get back from Canada and Poland, but I'm turning around to jet again. I'm going to be in Hawaii for the next couple of weeks, in Florida for the next couple of weeks after that, and then I'll have 1 month hiatus, and then I'll be podcasting to you from Chile. So if the podcasts tend to sound a little bit warmer than usual during these winter months, that's why. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield from TrainForTopDollar.com, signing out.